Beloved radio friends, may I welcome you to today's broadcast. I thank God for you and the encouragement we have been receiving from some of our listeners. We encourage you to find a way to let us know how the messages are impacting on your life. We will also endeavor to answer your questions if you let us know. We shall continue with our series on essential Christian virtues. Today we shall be speaking on faithfulness. Faithfulness. Our text will be taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to verse 23. Matthew 25, verse 14 to verse 23. And I read, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2 talents, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your gifts and talents to each of your creations. Help us to be faithful in the use of the grace you have bestowed upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Faithfulness is our topic today, one of the essential Christian virtues needed in our time. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is the concept of unfailingly remaining loyal to someone or something and putting the loyalty into consistent practice, regardless of extenuating circumstances. It may be exhibited by a husband or wife who, in a sexually exclusive marriage, does not engage in sexual relationships outside of the marriage. Furthermore, faithfulness is simply doing what one has been assigned to do. It is an attitude of loyalty, persistence, and honesty. Faithfulness does not require brilliance or technical expertise or skill, but persistence. Our text reveals a man who left various amounts of money for his 3 servants to invest. 2 were very successful. When their master returned, they received commendation in return. Let me quote what the master said to these faithful servants. Verse 23. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." The 3rd servant did nothing with the money. The master was unhappy with him and called him a wicked servant, and furthermore designated him a worthless servant. You see that in verse 28 and verse 30. In the very words of our Lord Jesus, an unfaithful person is wicked. He does the opposite of what is expected of him. An unfaithful servant often exhibits laziness. Such a person resents to work, and being worthless has little or no value to others. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2, Apostle Paul admonishes that it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Radio friends, are you faithful as a leader in the church? and in the community. You appointed an executive member of your community, or you appointed a traditional ruler, or anze, or leader of women in the church or community. Are you faithful? Do you not know that you are occupying a position of trust? Are you the only one qualified to hold that post? Why are you unfaithful? Most political leaders are often the most unfaithful. Our states remain underdeveloped because of unfaithfulness of those appointed or elected to offices. Radio friends, faithfulness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It is listed in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. In the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, you discover that faithfulness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Invariably, you need to be completely immersed in the Holy Spirit to be able to grow this fruit. Faithfulness is a requirement to be a church leader. The requirements for leaders is listed in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3. When you go through verse 2 and verse 12, you discover that faithfulness is a requirement to be in leadership in the church. Christian faithfulness is rooted in one's trust and dependence upon God. We can only be faithful because we are born of God or born again. Our Father is faithful. If you say you are born again and people complain that you are unfaithful, then you are being born again is doubtful. There are some outstanding examples of faithfulness in the Bible. God is not demanding from us what no person has attained before. These examples stand out for us today and make us inexcusable. These men and women lived in such an environment as we are living today, and yet we are satisfied, faithful by the living God. In the book of Genesis chapter 36, we read of a young man called Joseph. It's our first example. Genesis chapter 36, verse 1 to 6. That's what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 36. I tell you the story. Joseph was the son of Jacob, And it is amazing how this slave, because he was sold by his brothers into slavery, he became the chief servant of Potiphar in Egypt. And the Bible says he was very, very faithful in all his works. He was very faithful. It is amazing that a slave was faithful to an extent that he earned his master's trust, who abandoned the business of his household to him, a slave. Not only was Joseph faithful to his human master, he was also faithful to his God, the Almighty. He exhibited this in rejecting sexual relationship with his master's wife. Tempted on daily basis with sexual advances by his master's wife, he refused and rejected and had to take a flight out of the house when it became intense. Hello, friends. Can your faithfulness to man and God be reckoned with? In Genesis chapter 40, and I want to read from verse 20 to 23. Genesis chapter 40, verse 20 to 23. Hear the word of God. Now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the hand of the chief butler and of the chief baker among the servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership, and he placed the cup in the Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph has interpreted. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forget him. Joseph was faithful that the chief warder or prison superintendent literally left the control of the prisoners in his hand. This is a man who should be bitter with God and society for being imprisoned, for being faithful. Not Joseph. He sustained his faithfulness. You need not be told that he was greatly rewarded. God will always reward faithfulness. This man was summoned to the palace from the prison and never went back a prisoner, but a prime minister. It is doubtful if any living being has propounded economic theory that Joseph marshaled out to Pharaoh to manage 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine or recession. He was faithful even as a prime minister and saved lives. Compare it with what is happening in our own nation today. We cannot manage our God-given resources. Instead, we take delight in dumping our wealth in foreign countries and end up borrowing from the same nations. The cry of the time is for faithful men and women in positions of governance. Another example of us is that of Moses. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, God said, "If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream." Verse 7 says, "Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house." Such is the testimony of our God concerning Moses. What a challenge to us today. He is faithful in all my house. Faithfulness marked Moses out from other people. God could then speak to him face to face. Hello, friends. Could it be that our unfaithfulness has shut us out from hearing God? God speaks, but do you hear? Let us examine ourselves in the light of faithfulness and make amends. Let us repent of our unfaithfulness and pave way for God to speak to us directly. When you depend on others to tell you what God is saying, you may be deceived and be derailed. Our third example is Daniel. He was faithful to God and his master. As a top public servant, he remained faithful. He refused food possibly offered to idols before distribution. Gluttony remains a powerful vice to many Christians today. But Daniel was faithful in speaking the truth to the king. He remained faithful in his employment. What an example. God did not abandon him in time of trouble. Hello, friends. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to the faithful, "I will show myself faithful. They that honor me, I will honor." Do you hear that? Let me mention men who died because of unfaithfulness. Number one is Achan. In the book of Joshua chapter 22 verse 20, Achan died with his family because he was unfaithful regarding sacred things. He stole accursed remnants and money. It is absolutely right to warn any of our family members who begins to live unfaithfully because of his social implications. The second example is Saul, the first king of Israel. He died because of his unfaithfulness to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and ended up in consulting witches for guidance. What a shame. Is it not prevalent today? Church people consult sorcerers, mediums, priests, of deities. God has a need today. God desires faithful men like Timothy, like Silas, like Tychicus, described as faithful brother. God desires to have faithful husbands and faithful wives, faithful employers and employees, faithful governors who will pay workers their due wages as and when due. The incidence of non-payment, underpayment surfaced because of unfaithful political leaders. God also demands faithful workers who will go to work on time and not falsify attendance, workers who will do their work faithfully. God desires faithful lecturers who will not exploit their students monetarily and sexually. Faithful shepherds are the heartbeat of God. Let us all cry to God to raise faithful men and women in every area of our lives. Let us pray. I am sure you will like to ask God to forgive your unfaithfulness. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I am unfaithful. Forgive me. Deliver me. I come to you for help. I promise to change with the help of the Holy Spirit. I open my heart to Him today. Transform me in Jesus' mighty name. Let me pray for you. Almighty Father, as many as come to you, you will in no wise cast out. Let your spirit transform these genuine seekers of righteousness. Transform their lives. May your spirit indwell them. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. I remain your radio friend, Pastor Amara Uweziozi. God bless you.